Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are still in this chapter of yaqeen and tawakkul, that we must have full yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, His existence, His power, His qudrat, that He is absolute, He is in control of everything, that full conviction must be in the heart. And tawakkul, we must fully trust on Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. For all our matters, we must fully trust Allah Ta'ala. Then we read this somewhat lengthy hadith of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where it is explained that all the ummats will be presented on the day of Qiyamah, and the biggest of all the ummats will be the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they explained that 70,000 from his ummat will enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, no accountability whatsoever. And they will be those people who put their full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And in this hadith it is explained that those who don't make ta'weez, who don't take ta'weez, and who don't go to fortune tellers, they don't take any bad omens, and they have the full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Further, by extension, it is understood that these people, they don't fall in any haram also, like insurance policies, medical aids, etc. They only trust on Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And it is explained by ulama that the permissible ta'weez, etc. is in order. But yeah, these are those people who don't make any type of ta'weez. Haram is out of the question. Going to fortune tellers, going to sangomas, and the various types of haram therapies that have started, and by alimas, all this is totally haram, whether even they are alims or alimas, and all this kufr and shirk, and just given Islamic names, all that is totally haram. These are those people who don't take even the permissible ta'weez, etc. And Hazrat Ukasha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then said, please make dua that I must be amongst them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for him. Another sahabi asked, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, being perfect in his wisdom and everything, and cut off the whole chain and said that your brother Ukasha has beaten you to that. Otherwise every sahabi should have said, include me also. Anyway, further in the explanation it is said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after explaining all about the sahaba, about the ummah on the day of Qiyamah, and those people who will enter Jannah without any reckoning, after he explained that, he stood up and entered his house. That was in the hadith. Further, Hazrat Ukasha ibn Muhsin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was among the more virtuous of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Extremely pious he was. His extreme desire for goodness enabled him to surpass the other sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a dua on this occasion. And we cannot imagine what great joy that dua brought to him. Like if we, anyone is to be given this good news that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for you, that you will enter Jannah without reckoning. All your worries are over. That I got the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this was also because of his piety that he got this dua. And so we also, if we are more pious, then we are more eligible for all good. And also with regard to dua, very important is to note also, sometimes our own duas are also accepted. Or other people have made dua for us, and the dua is accepted. For example, a person has got a financial problem, he's got a health problem, a domestic problem, and the dua has been accepted, and the solution, the aid, the money has come to that person. but his gunas are blocking still that. It's right by his head, but his gunas are blocking it. If he just makes tawbah from his guna, then that help of Allah, that acceptance of the dua will come immediately. Easily to understand that, we have the best car, the top of the range. We have filled it with fuel also. Everything is in order, but there is a blockage in the fuel line. Some dirt has come in the carburetor. Now that car is not working. Just remove that dirt and that car will be zooming again. It will be moving again. Just like that for us also, our gunas are blocking all the goodness. Just remove the blockage of guna and see the goodness that flows. And Allah made this blockage so easy. If the car there is a blockage, we need a technician, a mechanic to try and sort it out. He might find it himself with machines, etc., where the blockage, what it is, how to remove it. But for us, Allah made it so easy, any and everyone just resort to tawbah and istighfar. If we know which guna it is, make specific tawbah from that guna. If we don't know, just make general tawbah of all the gunas, what I know and I don't know, my minor and my major gunas. So easy Allah has made it, and that blockage will be removed. And then we will be also zooming in our spiritual life, in our deeni life. Further, the ulama have suggested that his request was successful because of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation in this regard, or Ukasha possessed the qualities that were mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it wasn't only the dua. Allah informed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he is from amongst those people, or that he possessed the qualities. We can till today work for the qualities that are required for du'as to be accepted, for us to be the accepted servants of Allah Ta'ala. Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also requested a dua. But according to Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply effectively prevented the remaining sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum from making the same request also. The additional point that we learn from here, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the largest in number on the day of Qiyamah. And presently in the world also, of all the followers of religion, the biggest is the ummah. Till recent times, they had juggled with the statistics and they showed Christians to be in the majority. But now they are constrained to admit that Muslims are in the majority. Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, in his time, 100 years ago, he said, they are juggling around with the statistics. Otherwise, at that time also, he said, the Muslims are in the majority. And now they also are constrained to admit that the Muslims are in the majority. And this is what will please Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to see his ummah is in the majority. Allah ta'ala guides whom he chooses. Even if the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam cannot guide others, they cannot guide others unless Allah ta'ala wills. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Hidayat, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even you cannot give hidayat whom you wish to. And Allah gives hidayat to whom He wants to. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to make so much shukr to Allah. He said, I'm an Abyssinian slave. If it was according to family lineage, etc., if it was according to financial standing, etc., where should I have come in the line of hidayah? But it was purely by the choice of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah chooses who inclines to Allah. Now also who wants to become the favorite of Allah, and he inclines to Allah, Allah will pull him towards him. And then Allah will make the outward means and asbab for that person, that whatever the means might be, but it is Allah who is the doer. So we all should incline towards Allah, and one of the greatest things, that no hisab kitab, and you enter Jannah Really, if we think of the terrible conditions that will be prevalent on the day of Qiyamah, and on that day to be freed from all accountability, yeah, just anyone questions you about something, you start perspiring, your mind doesn't work. And if you are in front of a tribunal, and they are questioning you, and they are interrogating you, what happens to a person? If the police start interrogating a person, what will it be like on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Himself will interrogate? Things can be concealed from whoever is interrogating you. From Allah, nothing can be concealed. What will be, and in front of everyone, our accountability will be. If somebody is questioning us, there may be 10, 20 people present. It might come on Facebook, YouTube, but still the whole world doesn't know. The people who are still to come don't know. The people who are gone don't know. But on Qiyamah Day, all will be there. And in front of all, we will have to account for each and everything which we think nobody knows about. It will come out on the day of Qiyamah. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. Those things will come out which they never thought that these things even exist. Sometimes we also have done wrong and we don't regard it as wrong also. We regard it as right. Qiyamah Day, all that wrong will come out and we'll have to answer. So it is a great, great ni'mat to have this great honor. And there are various amal which are shown to us that we can be saved from Hisab Kitab on the day of Qiyamah. So we should endeavor for that, because it's a very great ni'mat. May Allah bless us all to be saved from the questioning in the qabr, from the Hisab Kitab on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah's rahmat knows no limits, and we should have full hopes in the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.